Grace. I will be your tour guide on a path to freedom. We will be taking one of the many paths on the Underground Railroad. The Underground Railroad wasn't actually a railroad. It was lots of different paths that led slaves to freedom. The states that we will be going to are Mississippi, Tennessee, Kentucky, Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, and on into the Underground Railroad Museum, the Embry House, the Maysville National Underground Railroad Museum, the Rankin House, the Levi Coffin House, the Dr. Nathan Thomas House, and the Second Baptist Church. The total amount of money our trip will cost is $1,863. Now we will start our journey. Arrived by plane at Hawkins Field in Jackson, Mississippi at approximately 6 p.m. on a Sunday night. There, you will get a rental car and drive 48 miles to Claiborne, Mississippi on Highway I-80 South to Highway I-61. This should take about 45 minutes. When you reach Claiborne, you will get a hotel room to have dinner. The evening will be spent exploring Claiborne. You will begin the Underground Railroad tour on Monday morning at 7 a.m. You will wake up and have breakfast. At 8 a.m., you will drive to the Windsor Plantation, a 2,600-acre cotton plantation where slaves were used to construct the plantation house and then later work the cotton fields. Due to a massive fire at the plantation house, only the 23 grand pillars of the house remain today. Admission is free here because there is no organized tour. At 9:15 to 10:15 a.m., you will drive to nearby Alcorn State University to tour the chapel where the salvaged stairs from the Windsor Plantation are housed. Admission here is free also. At 10:15 a.m., you will drive to Durant, Mississippi. In Durant, you will have lunch from 12:30 to 1:30 and then get on Highway MS-18 East to Highway I-55 North for 121 miles. Which will take approximately 2 hours and 25 minutes. You will arrive in Memphis, Tennessee at approximately 4 p.m. You will spend the late afternoon and evening in Memphis and having dinner and touring the Botanical Garden. You will stay in a hotel overnight in Memphis. On Tuesday morning at 8 a.m., you will get up and have breakfast. At 9:30 a.m., you will drive to the Slave Haven Underground Railroad Museum in Memphis. You will tour the museum from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Admission is $6 per person. Here you will see a house built in 1849 by Jacob Burkell that became a stop of the Underground Railroad shortly after it was built. At this house, slaves were hidden by Burkell in a small cellar. The cramped cellar was uncomfortable, but held the hope of freedom for slaves. The hidden slaves were transported by boats that took them upriver to other Underground Railroad stations. At noon, you will have lunch in Memphis and then drive to Monterey, Tennessee on Highway I-40 East for 304 miles, which should take approximately 4 hours and 54 minutes. At 6:15 that night, you will get a hotel room and have dinner. Wednesday morning, you'll begin with an early breakfast at 7 a.m. At 8 a.m., you will continue your journey by taking Highway I-40 for 177 miles to Telford, Tennessee. This should take approximately 3 hours. At 11 o'clock a.m., we will go to the Embry House, a stop on the Underground Railroad where slaves were hidden in a concealed room that connected to a secret tunnel that led to a nearby spring. Although the Embry House is not an operational Underground Railroad tour stop, a cake baking business is housed there. You will stop to see this important historic place and have cake. The strategic location of the Embry House brought slaves close to Kentucky. After having lunch in Telford, you will drive to Jenkins, Kentucky on Highway US 23 North for 97 miles. Travel time should take about 2 hours. After arriving in Jenkins at 3 p.m., you will take the afternoon and evening for some leisure time. Thursday morning, you will begin at 7 a.m. with a quick breakfast before you get on the road again. You will drive to Maysville, Kentucky on Highway US 23 North for 164 miles, traveling about 3.5 hours. At the National Underground Railroad Museum in Maysville, Kentucky, you will take the Freedom Trail Underground Railroad Tour, a 5-hour tour of different sites significant to the Underground Railroad in Maysville. This tour costs $20 per person and includes admission into the National Underground Railroad Museum. Kentucky was a geographical significant stop because many cities in northern Kentucky gave respite to runaway slaves despite the fact that Kentucky was technically a southern state. If slaves could make their way across the Ohio River, they would be in much more slave-friendly northern states. There are many locations in Maysville represented by the National Underground Railroad Museum. For example, Pinecrest Farm and Bierbauer House, a house overlooking the Ohio River. Maysville was an important river port, which also made it a good stop on the Underground Railroad because slaves could travel by boat. After a full day of touring, you will have dinner and find a hotel for the night. On Friday, you will wake and have breakfast at 8 a.m. From 9 a.m. to about 9:15, you will drive to Ripley, Ohio on Highway US 62 West, where the Rankin House is located. Reverend John Rankin built this house in 1825 in the Free State of Ohio. This was a great place to stop on the Underground Railroad because of its close proximity to the Ohio River. For slaves who had traveled long and far to leave the South, it was a beacon of hope. John Rankin was strongly opposed to slavery, and Rankin was proud never to have lost a runaway slave. All 2,000-plus slaves housed at the Rankin House during their travels on the Underground Railroad eventually made their way to freedom. Harriet Beecher Stowe, author of Uncle Tom's Cabin, stayed here while visiting Kentucky. Touring the rich history of Maysville and its abundant heritages will take the entire day of Friday. On Saturday, we will drive to Fountain City, Indiana on Highway US 52 West to Highway US 27 North for 123 miles. At noon, we will find a place to have lunch in Fountain City. At 1 p.m., we will arrive at the Levi Coffin House and spend 2 hours touring. The cost of admission is $2 for adults and $1 for children. Levi Coffin is often referred to as the president of the Underground Railroad. He and his wife, Catherine, helped over 2,000 slaves escape, starting in 1839 when the house was built. The 8-room Federal-style brick home was a slave haven. Unlike some stops on the Underground Railroad, where slaves only stayed a night or two, at the Levi Coffin House, some slaves remain hidden for several weeks until they gain the strength to continue on their journey. Like the Rankin House, no slave who stayed at the Coffin House failed to reach their goal of becoming free. The house contained a large indoor well, which allowed the coffins to hide the large number of people and the extra water they were consuming. A small room upstairs in the house was concealed by moving beds in front of the entrance door. This is where slaves were hidden. Eliza, from Stowe's Uncle Tom's Cabin, hid in the coffin house. At 4 p.m., you will again hit the road on your journey. We will drive 199 miles, about 3 hours, on Highway US 52 West to Schoolcraft, Michigan. After arriving at 7 p.m., we will get dinner and find lodging. On Sunday morning, you will rise at 7 a.m. for breakfast. At 9 a.m., you will take a tour, which we booked in advance through the Schoolcraft Historical Society, P.O. Box 638, Schoolcraft, Michigan, 49087. Rates and times may vary depending on time of year. After our one-hour tour, you will visit the Dr. Nathan Thomas House. Dr. Nathan was the first physician in Kalamazoo, Michigan. He was a Quaker abolitionist who quickly agreed to open his home to escaping slaves. Even before his home was an official station on the Underground Railroad, Dr. Thomas had been opening his home to escaping slaves. Dr. Thomas and his wife, Pamela, were always ready for unexpected visitors with hot meals, medical attention, encouragement, and warm beds. This station on the Underground Railroad remained active for over 20 years for some time in the early 1840s to the early 1860s. The home is now listed on the National Registry of Historic Places. After spending Sunday morning in Schoolcraft, you will make your way to Detroit, Michigan, and the Second Baptist Church. The drive to Detroit will take about 2 hours and 30 minutes on Highway I-94 East. The 150 miles you will go quickly as you imagine a slave approaching the end of his or her journey. You will get to Detroit in the evening and find lodging. On Monday morning, you will take a scheduled tour of the Second Baptist Church. The Second Baptist Church in Detroit, Michigan, served as a spiritual and physical supporting to fleeing slaves. Its location in Detroit was so close to Canada and our final stop on the Underground Railroad in the United States. Significant figures in the abolitionist movement, such as Frederick Douglass, were associated with the Second Baptist Church. It remains today a source of encouragement and testament to the ideals for which it stood during Underground Railroad times. The church is open to the public and admission is free. Monday afternoon, you will drive 5.1 miles on Parent Avenue to Freedom in Windsor, Canada. It is hard to imagine how slaves must have felt as they first stood on Canadian soil and began to realize their dreams of becoming free. This is the end of our journey on the Underground Railroad, but it was only the beginning of the free lives of the thousands of slaves who took this courageous journey to Canada and to their freedom. From Canada, your 9-day tour of the Underground Railroad is complete, and we will take a flight back to Missoula.